Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura. I'm back.
You're back. Laura's
back. Did you
back.
Miss me?
Of course. We all missed you.
Aww.
Yes.
I missed you, too.
You might notice that Laura's voice is a little quiet because
I know, right?
You just had...
A surgery.
Right. She just had surgery, an operation on her voice.
So I have to behave now.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
To be very careful when I speak.
Okay. So no screaming, no yelling.
No.
And unfortunately, you won't be able to sing any K-pop songs either.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
I used to love to sing along and dance along. Well, dancing is okay.
Dancing is okay.
Right?
You can always dance. You can always act. And you can talk quietly. Do you have a sore throat?
No, not really.
No. Oh, that's too bad. Because if you had a sore throat, then you could use that as an excuse to eat more ice cream.
Oh,
my throat is so sore. I need more ice cream. But unfortunately, that's not your problem. But singing is something that Laura, even if she can't do it, we will be talking about it today.
Yay! So at least we can take a look more about K-pop.
That's right. Ooh. A new K-pop band is on the scene, and today we're going to be finding out all about it. Let's check out the article.
Reading. Seventeen. The hot K-pop band you need to know. The latest chart-topping K-pop band to capture fans' hearts is Seventeen, a group making a splash on the world stage. The talented boy band is known for its fun lyrics and fresh choreography. Now, it's proving that it has staying power too. After it released several successful albums, Seventeen was named one of the world's best K-pop groups by Time magazine. Currently, it's promoting its 2018 album, Director's Cut, with an exciting international tour that will stop in Taipei in early October. The band's 13 skilled musicians are divided into three subunits. One is centered on hip-hop, one on vocals, and one on dancing. The idea is for these individual focuses to make the band stronger as a whole. So far, this approach has worked. Seventeen's first EP, 17 Carat, released in 2015, was immediately popular, becoming the longest-charting K-pop album in the U.S. that year. Director's Cut has been just as loved, amazing fans with its lead single, Thanks. Don't miss the chance to see Seventeen in Taipei this fall.
Okay, as we mentioned, we're talking about a K-pop band or a K-pop group. For the two or three people out there who don't know, K-pop is what we call Korean pop music.
That's right.
Yeah, everything from Super Junior to Psy to Wonder Girls to...
Girls' Generation.
There are many, many
and
great...
And Twice. It's got
Twice.
That one of the Taiwanese girls.
That's right.
Like,
and what was the one that was really big in America? BTS or... XBC or CNN or something like that. Anyways, there's a lot of great K-pop out there, and it really is becoming a global thing. People all around the world love K-pop.
That's right.
And the good thing is, if there's a group that you aren't so keen about right now, just wait a little bit of time and a new group will come out. And we're talking about one of these newer groups. So, let's check out our article.
Okay.
It says, the latest chart-topping K-pop band to capture fans' hearts is Seventeen. That's the name. Seventeen. A group making a splash on the world stage.
Whoa,
making a splash.
Nice, okay. 我们刚有看到 chart topping, 对不对? 其实呢, 很多在英文里面有复合形容词, 比方像是一个名词啦, 或是一个形容词, 或是一个副词, 然后再接上可能像是动词ing啦 或者是pp OK 那我们来看一下哦其实呢 像我们今天看到的 chart topping， 它就是个名词，在接动词 ing 的一个用法，用来表示排行榜前几名的这样子的。那当然呢，刚刚我提到说，我们也可以用形容词副词再接上动词 ing， 像是我可能会提到 the longest charting， OK， 那就是表示呢上榜最久的。那刚刚我们有提到 they are making a splash， OK， 就是 Seventeen 这个团队哦，他们怎么样一举成名，一炮而红。 To find out more about this phrase, we have to take a look at our pocket phrase go.
Pocket phrase go.
Just dance, do Lutana, oh my little monsters.没错，是我女神 Gaga。 想当年我才发行了我的新单曲，媒体都说 Lady Gaga made a splash when she launched her first single。 没有错，我的首支单曲一发行就让我受到全球瞩目，就是这首 Just Dance 让我成为大家的女神。句子里面呢，这个 make a splash 就是一炮而红的意思，Splash 就是水花，你可以想象一下，把一个很大的东西丢进水里溅起的水花多么壮观。像我这样重量级的歌手一出道就一举成名。或是呢，再举个例子，比方说呢，撼动大韩民国的男子江丹尼尔， He made a splash in the television talent competition， 他在电视节目中哦一举成名，一炮而红。 Make a splash， 你学会了吗？
Wow, so they're making a splash.、Mm-hmm. 所以刚刚Cohen提到就是最新占据音乐排行榜前几名，并且虏获无数粉丝的心，就是当红韩国流行团体 Seventeen. OK, 那我们提到就是 they're making a splash, 他们在国际歌坛上一举成名啊。Great.
Yeah, let's find out more. It says,、okay. the talented boy band、mm-hmm. is known for its fun lyrics,and fresh choreography. All right, so these are some of the things that the fans really like about Seventeen. First of all, we learn there that it's a boy band. Now, generally, we have girl bands、
right.
and boy bands,、mm-hmm. right? Girls' Generation, Wonder Girls, those would be girl bands. And, of course, Super Junior and many others、oh. are boy bands. I think there's probably more boy bands than girl bands in K-pop, right?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But anyways, Seventeen is definitely all boys, so that's why we call it a boy band. And of course, they're talented. They have a lot of amazing、uh-huh. skills and abilities, and their music's great too. They have fun lyrics. The words、uh-huh. are fun, and when you watch their videos or see their concerts, you'll also notice their fresh choreography. Choreography is kind of what we call dancing、right. and the different dance moves and dance steps.
That's、
that they are known for.
OK, 我们来看一下刚刚有提到蛮多很实用的片语，像是 be known for something, 通常我们就是表示以什么特色为人所知哦。So be famous for something, we could also say that. What I mentioned about Din Tai Fung,、oh. yummy, it is known internationally、mm-hmm. for its steamed dumplings,、mm. 小笼包 and high quality services.
You know what else it's known for?
No.
Long lines at lunchtime.
That's true.
It's known for that.
真的就是要排队，为什么每次鼎泰丰要排那么久？不过注意哦，很多人呢把这个 phrase 跟 be known as 常常有一点不太清楚两者的差别。 be known as 是以某个身份出名，所以 as 当介系词同时也有作为什么或是以什么的身份的意思。所以如果我今天要同样举鼎泰丰的例子，我就可以说 Din Tai Fung is known as a classy high-end Chinese restaurant. 其实还有点小贵，因为它是有优质高级的中式餐厅而闻名，所以它是以这样子 OK 为主。 OK， 那我们来看一下刚刚提到 talented， we know talent 就是才华， talented 就是有才华的。 OK， so they're known for their fun lyrics, right?、Mm-hmm. 就是他们的歌词很有趣啦。 choreography 当然就是编舞的意思，所以他们有新颖的编舞而闻名 excellent.
There you go. So we know that they have lots of fans, they have fun lyrics, they have amazing, mm-hmm. fresh choreography. And the article says, now it's proving that it has staying power too.So maybe 17 isn't so new.、Mm. They might have been around for a while, but they're still popular. And that's why we would say they have staying power.、Mm. They didn't just come and go in 6 months.
Right.
It's been a few years and several albums.
Wow. 所以时至今日呢证明他们自己在流行音乐界他们也有持久的影响力。这里 staying power 就是有持久影响力，所以他们可是有实力的哦。
After it released several successful albums, 17 was named one of the world's best K-pop groups by
Time Magazine,
the international news magazine.
Wow.
That's amazing.
They are big.
They are.
Okay, in this sentence, we see the word album, okay? Album here doesn't mean a photo album. 这里的 album 可不是指这个相片簿哦 okay? 它指的是唱片啦专辑。当然我们要讲到的是 K-pop, 一定是这个意思啦。Okay, for example, you can use it in a sentence like this. She played a track from the group's latest album, okay?好啦，那回到刚刚课文提到，就是在该团发行这个几张回响不错的专辑后 ，Seventeen 哇，他们就被 Time Magazine 就是时代杂志称为全球最棒的男子团体之夜，听起来他们真的很夯哎。
Yes, so an album is, as you said, a collection of songs、mm-hmm. or pictures, and generally.For a picture album, we might say a picture album or a photo album. But if someone says, I just bought a new album,、mm. that's probably the music.
Right.
What was the last album you bought? Then you didn't download.
I don't remember. I know. I was going to say, ooh.
Like on a CD or a record.
I don't think I buy albums anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did buy one for Asuka, which is one of our co-workers.
Yeah, one of our co-workers
in Japan. But that was like a Japanese CD.Or DVD, I don't know.
Japanese people still do buy a lot of albums, don't they?
Yeah, but Asuka's a big fan.
He's a big music fan, so any music fan would love to get a new album. Well, let's talk about 17's latest album. It says currently, that means right now, currently it's promoting its 2018 album, Director's Cut, that's the title, with an exciting international tour that will stop in Taipei in early October. They're coming!
Yay, I could hear the fans cheering and roaring.
That's very exciting. Now, of course, it's described there as an international tour. Most of you know that music groups and music performers travel around to do shows for their fans in different places.That is a tour. An international tour is one that would go from different country to different country, not just in one place, but in many different countries, because we use this adjective, international.
International,、
yes.
当然我们提到 international superstar 有没有国际巨星、mm. ？OK， 所以 international 就是国际的。那有时候可能出国的时候，我们就会看到 international flights， right？、
Yeah.
OK， now sometimes like I mentioned international superstar,、mm-hmm. international can also mean active or known in many countries.、Mm. OK， so maybe I think Ang Lee, he's an international、mm-hmm. like、director, right?Everybody knows him from his great movies.
That's right.
Okay, so that's what the word international means. And、we also saw international tour, right?
Uh-huh.、Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, tour 在这里是个名词，表示巡回演出的意思。Okay, 所以目前呢，这个该团正在宣传他们2018年的专辑，就是我们刚刚提到的 Director's Cut, okay? 伴随令人兴奋的国际巡回演唱会，即将在十月初就在台北哦 ,That's right, 台北开场了，所以呢，粉丝们一定要期待一下。
Now let's read a bit more information about the group itself, so that people maybe like me, who don't know 17 so well, can get to know them,A little better. It says the band's 13 skilled musicians are divided into three subunits. One is centered on hip-hop, one on vocals, and one on dancing. Oh. Wow, so they kind of have three different groups put together into one group.
13 musicians.
Yeah, so right. No matter what kind of music you like or anything like that, there will be people and performers in 17 who will entertain you very, very well.
That's right, musician, of course, we see this word. 它当然就是音乐家啦，或者呢，它可以指这个乐手也可以哦。像是我们提到台湾非常知名的才子，就是 Jay Chou, 我们的周董啦 he's a very talented musician,、mm. and you could have all kinds of、genre, movie genre musicians, like a rock musician, or jazz musician,、mm-hmm. or even a classical musician.
That's right, another word or another adjective we might use for musician,would be amateur or professional. We often do this for different types of jobs, especially when it's something like playing music that、mm-hmm. some people do just for fun. We would call that person an amateur musician, A-M-A-T-E-U-R. Maybe they just play on the weekend with their friends. A professional, P-R-O-F-E-S-S-I-O-N-A-L,That is a musician who does it for a job. They make money playing music.
I want to be a professional, but I can't sing.
Oh, it's
I can't
tough.
Sing,
yeah.
Literally speaking,
you've got to、
right?
practice a lot,、okay. and there's a lot of competition. So、if you want to be a professional musician, you will definitely want to work hard. There we saw that this group,、mm-hmm. they've divided it actually into three different teams, right? Let's talk about that phrase, to divide A into B, or something into another thing.、
Divide A into B, 就是将 A 分成 B. 所以要分等份的时候就会用到这样子一个片语。像是呢如果要分这个哇可能大家今天要来吃这个派那总不能大家就是都各自各吃各自的 You have to divide the pie into, say, 8 pieces so everybody can get a piece.
If you want to share your、
yeah.
pie.
Or, that's right. Or sometimes if the teacher、can divide the class into 4 groups,、oh. maybe they can assign different tasks for、
yeah.
each group.
That's right.
Yeah, we also saw center, but here, remember, it's used as a verb, center on something. Okay, 在这里是指以什么为中心或是为焦点。那我们刚刚有提到哇他们有分为三个小分队一个是嘻哈对不对然后一个呢是演唱为主我们提到的 vocal, 就是流行歌曲的歌唱部分。那另外一个当然就是 dancing, 就是舞蹈表演为中心啦。
All right, so why would they do this? Why would they divide the 13 members into three teams,、
yeah.
hip-hop, vocals, and choreography? Well, the article kind of explains. It next says, the idea is for these individual focuses、mm-hmm. to make the band stronger as a whole. So in the same way that, you know, a football team might have, you、mm-hmm. know, people who are good at scoring goals or、
right.
people who are good at stopping goals, ifAll these smaller groups are good, then they'll play much better together as a whole.
As a
they'll be stronger as a whole.
Right, okay, so individual. 在这里我们提到就是个别的或是个人的它是个形容词。So often we talk about individual characteristics、mm-hmm. or individual traits.
Individual talents.
That's right, 大家都有个别的不同的可能才华或特色。Or maybe you could talk about the doctor carefully evaluates the individual needs of、
oh,
her patients.
Right, because everyone's
really
different.
Important. I know.、
Yeah.
Every patient is important.
That's right. So individual is an adjective that、mm-hmm. talks about a single person or what is special or needed by a single person because everyone is a little bit different. Everybody has their talents. Everybody has their needs. We can't look at people as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because、okay.
people are different.
Right. As a whole, 这里是整体来看。所以这样子 idea, 刚刚有说分成三个不同的强项是为了让个别的这个、聚焦使整个团体变得更强大更赞。
And so far, the article says, so far, this approach has worked. Well,
wow,
they've released many albums.
They're
on an、
Time、
international、
magazine.
Tour. They're in、
Kano.
Time magazine. So, yes,、mm-hmm. I would say so far or up、mm-hmm. until now,、
right.
from when they started until now, the approach or this approach has worked. And they have millions of fans who prove that that is true.
That's right. So far, 就是到目前为止至今，那 approach 呢，当然就是指方式啦，方法啦。So for example, maybe you could talk about a radical new approach to cancer treatment. So approach. Okay, 所以到目前为止这个方法，当然我们可想而知已经发挥它的效果，因为他们超红超夯，可见这个方法是超赞的啦。
A lot of you might be more familiar with the word approach as a verb. To approach as a verb means to go closer to something, right? If you want to approach a strange dog, you might do it slowly and hold your hand out. You get closer to it slowly. Here, though, notice we're using it as a noun, and it's just a method or a way of doing something. If you have a problem, different people might have different approaches about how to solve the problem, different ways of solving the problem. All right, let's get back to the article. 17's first EP, 17 Carat, released in 2015, was immediately popular, becoming the longest charting K-pop album in the U.S. that year. That's right, in the U.S., not in Korea, in America. That's amazing.
And we saw the word immediately, right? That's an adverb, 就是立即 instantly, 马上 Okay, for example, we need to leave immediately.
Right now?
Right away.
Right away?
Okay, after the show. That was just an example sentence. Okay, so 17, 第一张的迷你专辑就是 17 Carat 就在2015年发行哇可是好厉害他们立刻受到欢迎没错就成为该年美国上榜最久的韩语专辑 In the States, not just in South Korea
That's right,So if they were immediately popular it gives us the idea that from their first songs, their first videos and certainly their first EPThey were popular. It didn't take 6 months or a year. They didn't struggle trying to get fans for a long time. No, it was right away. So that was back in 2015. In 2018, they're still going strong. Let's check out their new album. And so our next sentence reads, Director's Cut has been just as loved. Amazing fans with its lead single, Thanks. Wow, sounds like it's very popular.And even the first song from the album, or the first song released, was popular as well. And that's what a lead single is. A single is when they choose one song from a CD or an album to play on the radio. And this is what the lead single will be. The first song taken from the album that is then played on the radio and maybe becomes a number one hit. All right, let's get back to the article now.
OK, 我们觉得很有趣哦。这里呢大家有没有发现它的句子啊好像就是诶怎么比较短就是 Director's Cut has been just as loved.当然它的可以还原成 as loved as 17 Carat, 就是如同第一张专辑一样受到欢迎。
Our sentence says, don't miss the chance to see 17 in Taipei.This fall.
Yeah,
they're coming to
us.
You guys
out there. Okay.
Right. We don't have to fly to Korea. They're coming to us. Well, if you live in Kaohsiung, you might have to take a train up here. We're sorry about that.
It's better than going to the States.
It's true.
Or South Korea.
It's much cheaper, too. There you go.
For You Chat.
Well, Laura and I will be going out to get our 17 concert tickets in just a minute, but we do have time for our final chat question. Laura, do you enjoy K-pop music? Why or why not?
I'm actually a really big fan of Twice.
Twice? Okay.
Not because of me mainly, it's also because my sister's daughter, every day she's playing the song nonstop, and she's only in first grade.
Okay.
She can dance to the music, she learns all the dance moves. So I got kind of like, you know, well, at first I found it kind of annoying, but then, yeah, I kind of...got to like it.
There you go. It grows on you.
Yeah.
And you have to admit, if you like the music
or
not,
yeah.
It's very catchy. And these young performers, they work really hard.
They do.
They really try to be the best that they
can be. The behind the scenes and everything.
Yeah. They have like 18-hour days and training classes. And it's just amazing.
Yeah.
They work as hard as athletes do. All right. So what about you guys? Do you enjoy K-pop music? Why or why not? Have a chat and we'll see you back here with another fun article very, very soon. Bye-bye.
17. The hot K-pop band you need to know. The latest chart-topping K-pop band to capture fans' hearts is 17, a group making a splash on the world stage. The talented boy band is known for its fun lyrics and fresh choreography. Now, it's proving that it has staying power too. After it released several successful albums, 17 was named one of the world's best K-pop groups by Time magazine. Currently, it's promoting its 2018 album, Director's Cut, with an exciting international tour that will stop in Taipei in early October. The band's 13 skilled musicians are divided into three subunits. One is centered on hip-hop, one on vocals, and one on dancing. The idea is for these individual focuses to make the band stronger as a whole. So far, this approach has worked. 17's first EP, 17 Carat, released in 2015, was immediately popular, becoming the longest-charting K-pop album in the U.S. that year. Director's Cut has been just as loved, amazing fans with its lead single, Thanks. Don't miss the chance to see 17 in Taipei this fall.
Vocabulary Review.
Album. My father still has all of his old Beatles albums from the 1960s. International. This airline now has several international flights to Japan, Singapore, and South Korea. Musician. Our school's violin teacher also works as a musician at weddings and parties. Individual. This instant coffee comes in 24 individual packs per box. Approach. At the meeting, we agreed to try a new approach to solve the problem. Immediately. Nancy needs to leave immediately to get to the train station on time.